I'm Claire Menahan. Gasoline is getting more expensive and prices are expected to climb even higher for the summer driving season. Edward O'Brien has more on what kind of impact that could have on Montana's summer tourism industry.
Just last week, gas prices hit their highest level in nearly 1,000 days before tapering back a half penny to a national average of $2.65 a gallon. But according to industry analysts at the Gas Buddy fuel tracking app, that's likely only a temporary reprieve. This doesn't really worry Norman Nickerson of the University of Montana's Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research.
If you remember in 2008 when things all started to fall apart and gas prices went up pretty high, we did a little study and found out that the cutoff point at which people would say, nope, I'm not going to travel anymore, was about $4 a gallon.
Nobody's predicting $4 gas this summer, but crude prices have jumped in the wake of production cuts by major exporters. Again, Norman Nickerson.
What is this? This is April. Most people who are coming from further away already know they're coming, and they're ready for it. It's the shorter haul people that are probably going to pull back a little bit.
Nickerson points out that higher fuel prices do tend to affect visitor spending habits, resulting in slightly fewer retail sales, restaurant visits, and so-called tourist experiences like horseback riding or guided tours. Non-resident visitors spent over $3 billion in Montana last year. National forecasts are predicting a 2% increase in leisure travel for 2018. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.